Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hello and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Rebecca Masood, your host for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. This is a show for and about visionary women entrepreneurs who are here to speak their true message, shine their soul's light in business, and amplify their income and impact for the benefit of all. Today, our special guest and leading lady is Christine Howard. And Christine has been a longtime friend and colleague of mine here in San Diego. So I'm just delighted that she said yes to coming on the show. Chris is a leadership lifestyle mentor and soul calling catalyst who is passionate about living a radiant and fulfilling life. She's a best-selling author of the book Radiant Achievement. I have my copy right here. And she is all about teaching women the art of success without sacrifice. And today we're going to be talking about shifting from frenzy to flow, which is such the perfect topic, I think, with the holidays coming up. So welcome to our show, Chris.
Rebecca, thank you for the welcome. I'm so grateful to be here with you for another conversation.
Yes, I've had the pleasure of being on your Radiant Achiever show, so this is awesome. Well, I just want to start with the million-dollar question. Why are women in frenzy in the first place?
That is a great question, and one I could spend many hours speaking to, but for the sake of the show, there's several reasons, Rebecca. First and foremost, women are in frenzy because we are often living in our heads, and we're in this place of thinking our way through things, planning and strategizing, and as a result, we're really disconnecting and not utilizing the whole of who we are, which is our intuition, what our, you know, our body messages are saying, that gut, whether it's a gut feeling or a lump in the throat or whatever the case may be, and we're just working so much from a mind perspective that it by default puts us into that strategy of go, go, go. And that's a key thing that puts us in frenzy. And kind of along with that, to add one more thing, is there's a lot of looking externally, right? So we're looking at Instagram or Facebook or the news. We're looking at what our neighbor, our best friend, our colleague is doing, and we feel like we're not enough. We are behind the curve on something, and we begin to start to question our choices. And all of those things of that external look start to put us in this place of frenzy, like, you're never on solid ground. So if I were to give a brief answer, those would really be a couple of the key things that come up for me, or that were key for me and people, that women I've worked with.
Yes. I mean, I really hear. I mean, it looks like when you said about the looking outside of ourselves for the answers, I mean, I so resonate with that. And that's, you know, been a personal struggle of mine, and I've keep working on it, because I really see how when we start looking, and especially on social media, it just starts to sow those seeds of self-doubt. Like, do I really have what it takes? And can I really do this? And, oh, I'm not doing enough. I think you said that. Like, that's when you see people that are just consistently putting content out and just being so on top of it. I really get that it can stir up a lot. And then especially when you were talking about being in our heads all the time and in that analytical planning, strategizing mind, which is a key part of living in this world. And what you're calling attention to is our intuition and really taking the time to tune into our body, our gut wisdom.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
That is beautiful and brilliant. So I want to hear, tell us about a time in your life when you were in frenzy and how you found your flow.
Yeah. Well, it was not just one time. It was actually a period of time, Rebecca. It was a period of time that lasted, I want to say, a good 8 years. And what was going on for me, why I was in frenzy was what I just said. I was looking externally, what I was trying to control everything in my life, basically, with a plan, with a schedule, whether it be my children's lives, my relationship with my husband, trying to schedule in us time or trying to do things to make sure my kids are going to be successful in school. I felt like I was just grasping for everything, and I was, again, living in my head, disconnected from my intuition, from my heart, and so how I showed up was very fearful, very controlling, and it went down to things as simple as, I'll give you a really concrete example, was my a vacation plan, and my husband and I had plans to go to Hawaii with some other friends, and I almost canceled that day because I was so in frenzy about getting to LAX. I was trying to do everything myself, right? And how many of us women were strong, we want to do things for everybody, and I wasn't taking any time for me. I didn't ask for help. I tried to navigate making sure the kids were situated, the dog was situated, everything was lined up on the home front, and I was literally on this little verge of a little mini breakdown where I almost seriously canceled the trip. And it took me the whole flight over there to decompress. Yeah. So that's a small example, but imagine like your days, and weeks being filled with all of that. So leading up to how did I then get into flow is
what
I had
happened?
Wake-up calls. I had some blessed wake-up calls, which was the cancer diagnosis was the first wake-up call. I went for the routine mammogram, and they found something suspicious. They wanted to do a second look, and which led to testing and all of that, and I was found I had stage 0 breast cancer, which if you're going to get a diagnosis, honestly, I felt very blessed that it wasn't invasive and the treatment was mild compared to what so many people have to go through. But it was my wake-up call to really look at how I was living my life. And that started me to take care of self-care. So the frenzy, part of that frenzy was just looking at how I was scheduling my day and like, okay, you don't have to go back to back. Give yourself some space. Give yourself downtime. So I was able to make some minor shifts just through self-care. And that started to feel actually really, really good. I think I read the book, The Art of Extreme Self-Care. I think that was Marianne Williamson. It was a profound book for me who was never big on the self-care type of thing. So that started it. But then 9 months later, my marriage ended, my 21-year marriage ended. And talk about shifting the trajectory of your life. Right. And we sometimes have those really big things to wake us up and to help us move past, change paths, shift paths. And that was my next big step in rediscovering flow, because as a young kid, even a young adult, I really did live in flow. But as I, became more responsible and older and in the corporate world, that's part of where I lost it. So I paused my life, Rebecca, and really did this deep dive inquiry of how did I get here? And it wasn't from a perspective of blame or, you know, certainly had tons of emotions to process, but I was like, okay, I am being gifted this pause because I craved that. Even asked my husband back then, I want to get off the treadmill. How do I get off the treadmill of our life? And he said, this is our life, which is like, you know, kind of like suck it up. This is, you know, there's nothing you can do, but that's couldn't be further from the truth. Couldn't be further from the truth. So in this sacred pause, I really looked at how I was living my life, and self-care was a piece of it. But what it even got down to the really depths of, was I doing those things that were important to me? Was I honoring, where was I or where was I not honoring who I truly am, what's truly important to me? And that deep inquiry and discovery and reflection and curiosity, that process reignited my creativity. It reignited an energy in me that I had stamped down for so, so many years, and really brought me back to my essence. And then from there, once I reconnected with my essence, I said, I put a stake in the ground and I said, I am living in alignment with who I truly am and what I truly desire. And I don't have to grasp for anything. I need to be open and let it unfold in its own way. And with through that whole process of diving into how do I want to live is where I really came up with my new path of living, which is radiant achievement. So we can dive into any one of those pieces if you want, but it was from my own experience that I was gifted to reconnect with who I truly am and then to live in a completely different way than how I was before.
Yeah. Wow, Chris, thank you for sharing your story. I mean, I really, I know it's something that many, many women can relate to, this sense of being responsible, especially women that have kids and maybe their husbands have the big careers and they're managing. And I think part of it is, a big part of it is that we weren't taught from our moms,
right.
many of us, we weren't taught. We saw our moms taking care of everything, holding down the fort, doing, you know, running around, doing all the things. I was youngest of five kids, so my mom was like, you know, her station wagon driving all over. And so we weren't taught this, were we? It's just
No, not at all. I absolutely, and I write about it in my book, I modeled my mom, and I didn't consciously see it until after in that journey of self-reflection, but I definitely stepped into, and especially once I became an entrepreneur, Rebecca, and I was out of the corporate world, I felt guilty. There's a sense of guilt and there's a sense of denial that really was a current running through me I wasn't necessarily aware of, that because I was so lucky to be able to be at home, then it was my responsibility to really, like, my husband didn't have to do anything other than work. And I took care of everything else. And that, I put that on myself, right? Because I wasn't asking for help. And so, but it, that was the model, again, that was my mom's model. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I really love how you talked about then when you had the opportunity to do a sacred pause. And this is that wake up call, you know, that you know, the cancer diagnosis and then the divorce.
Yes.
From a long time marriage. And then you had this opportunity to really reexamine your life. And in that you discovered your body of work now, which is called Radiant Achievement. And so I'd love to hear how do you define Radiant Achievement?
Right. Thank you for that question. Radiant Achievement in a nutshell, Rebecca, is, I frame it as a new approach to how you live, lead, and achieve. it's an approach. So, you know, we can, again, talk about that old strategic masculine approach of structure and strategy. Radiant Achievement is really a blend that utilizes those receiving qualities and the action qualities, and you can say it's the feminine and the masculine. It is truly bringing all of you back together, because we do need our mind. We do need action. We do need, at times, strategy and structure. But we also, part of who we are, and Radiant Achievement honors this and starts with this, is, you know, we are a worthy being. And we are an intuitive being, and our mind is a powerful thing that can really guide us in a positive way. And we're supported by the universe. So we get inspired ideas that we don't have to know where they come from. If it lands on us, we can act on it. So it is an approach to how you can live, lead, and achieve, again, blended with masculine and feminine energies. So it's this open, fluid, that's where the flow comes in. It's this fluid, receptive, curious way of showing up in every moment of your life. And you truly can have joy in the journey as you go toward your goals or your big achievement or just having dinner with a friend or family member to truly be in the fullness of that particular moment. And Radiant Achievement allows you to do all of that.
Well, we're going to dive in a little deeper here, Chris. And I just want to take a quick break and say a thank you to our sponsor, National University. So tell us how Radiant Achievement can help women. Like, I want to hear specifics. How can it help women get out of frenzy and into flow? Because we hear it's like, you know, when you've got all the things, the kids and the, you know, now we have like most women have full-time careers of some sort. Many people listening to this are entrepreneurs. They have their own businesses, and they have maybe aging parents they're also taking care of, or a partner, animals. I mean, the whole full life. And so how, you know, and then it's like we hear, well, just be in the flow. Like how, and then it's like, well,
yeah,
how do you actually do that? What does that look like? Boots on the ground in day-to-day life.
Right. Well, I'll tell you, flow, it just happens. Flow is a result of you applying some core things. And one of them is, there's so much I want to say. I'm trying to, like, what are the big nuggets I want to give you? So you get to flow. It is a result. And part of it is really living in the now. So let's start there. Actually, before I even say that, it is you, first and foremost, with Radiant Achievement, you are accepting full responsibility for your life. So I took a 100%, like, stuff isn't happening to me, it's happening for me, and I am the co-creator of my life with God, Source, Universe, however you want to frame that, but my thoughts, my feelings, my actions are all part of what creates my reality. So if I'm pushing and I'm getting a lot of resistance in my life, it's not because of somebody else. It's because of how I'm showing up, right, with a thought or a belief. So no
more victim.
No more. No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I truly believe, and some things people might not agree with, but I just invite everybody to try it on or to look at their life. But when I've been listening to a lot of Law of Attraction, and I wasn't really into that up until recently, but it makes sense from what I've experienced is, you know, the thoughts that we think are all energy. So if we walk into a situation and we're thinking negative thoughts, we're going to attract to us something negative. You know, I don't know what that could be something different for every person, but I want to make sure I'm giving you this, the big context too. So how it helps women to become radiant. Was that your question? I want to make sure. Or was it the flow piece? Getting into flow.
Well, how does radiant achievement help us get out of frenzy and into the flow state?
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, when you take responsibility for your life, that right then and there can be a really profound internal shift for people. I had so much peace I felt when I wasn't handing over, you know, the need for approval to somebody else, my spouse, my dad, my boss kind of thing. And when I owned it for myself, it's a very empowered place to stand. And then the shift from out external to internal. So that inner alignment, like really getting honest, and this is a topic I've been talking to a couple people about recently, is really being honest with yourself about what's important to you. And I was one of those people that would circle around the mountain, and I was so afraid to take a stand for what I truly wanted because I had conditioning from when I was younger. And so to take a stand, find a safe space to really share what's on your heart. And when you are living in alignment with who you truly are, your genius, your gifts, your talents, your values, then you start to have flow moments where things just line up and you're like, oh, that was kind of easy, right? Like flow is when things become easy, when you're not having to fight and control. And if you're fighting and controlling and pushing and grasping and pulling in, then you're probably not in alignment in some perspective. And it could be your mindset. It could be a belief, and those two are linked. So when it's really coming back to who we truly are, honoring that, and then from a place of empowerment to go for our dreams, but not, it's when we start to make something happen versus allowing it to happen that we, you know, are not in flow. So when we allow things to come to us, allow ourselves to be supported, allow ourselves to have the time and the space for what we truly desire. And even when I became an empty nester, Rebecca, this old pattern was so deep in me that I would put something on the calendar, something fun, and then it would come time to do it, and I wouldn't go do it.
Oh, my.
I just kept holding myself back, and it was...
Because you were working? Is that why you wouldn't do it?
There were old pattern beliefs of being responsible and really having there was a part of wanting to prove myself where fun couldn't be part of the equation as often as I wanted it to be. So that and fun gets you into a place of flow too. So
yes, absolutely. And I wanted to speak to something you were talking about being out of alignment, because I know for me, my body tells me, like, it never lies. It tells me when I'm in pain, when my neck and shoulders are on fire or really aching, I know that I'm pushing and that I'm out of alignment.
I'm so glad you're saying that. And that is one of the huge clues that people misdiagnose in themselves. Like, I stubbed my toe, or I hurt, something hurts. A lot of times, again, it's related to the energy. So I love, that's why, what's her name? Hayes.
Louise Hayes.
I have a couple of her books which talk about the physical things going on in our bodies and what that means from an emotional perspective. So, boy, I wish I had seen that book years ago. And you're spot on, and you're smart to listen to your body when something is off. And a lot of times it is. It's truly you're out of alignment in some way in your life.
Well, Chris, in case our listeners want to reach you after our show, tell us how they can contact you.
Absolutely. So the best place is my website. It's ChristineMarieHoward.com, and that's Christine with a C, so C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Marie, M-A-R-I-E, and then Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.com.
And you have a free gift? Is that what I'm remembering?
I do. And I'll have, I think it's free dash download is the extension off my website. And it's an ebook which includes 10 rituals to really help you ignite your path of radiant achievement. And they're all bite-sized nuggets of beautiful practices to incorporate into your life.
Awesome. We'll have that link in the show notes, so in case anyone misses that. So no worries there. All right. So tell us what becomes possible for women when we adopt this new approach for living, leading, and achieving.
Yeah. I like to say everything becomes possible, Rebecca. Everything. Love becomes possible. The fullness, the expression of your fullest essence becomes possible. Achieving your deepest dreams and desires becomes possible. Living a fulfilling life, feeling alive and energetic and youthful becomes possible. Truly, whatever is genuinely and authentically on your heart can manifest in your life. And it's a word you can say, but if you just think like the fullness of who you are and really just like reaching out beyond your body and feeling how immense, you know, that energy is and that possibility is, we are limitless beings. And yes, we'll never accomplish everything that we desire in our lifetime, but boy, we can certainly not just have success for the society standards, but have that and the heart's fulfillment through radiant achievement, the soul's fulfillment.
Yes, I like to call that fully expressed, that fully expressed and expanded and living our infinite nature.
I so agree. Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Chris, how specifically do you support women in living radiant, fulfilling lives?
Yeah. Well, I am a coach. I'm a mentor. I'm a guide, Rebecca. And I work with women one-on-one to guide them, to learn these principles and approaches. I have a book that includes the information. So if somebody, you know, I work with people all different ways, really depending on what people are wanting. And I think this is a core thing too, that my path of radiant achievement is I acknowledge and recognize women are all at different places. And so I want to honor that. And if like opening the horizons with a book, I have a book. Or if it's, I have an app that has a lot of the same content on there too, to help them out. Or one-on-one, if someone's like really ready, like there's nothing I love more, Rebecca, than diving deep with somebody and helping them to reorient the whole trajectory of their life. It's powerful and it's so fulfilling.
I would love to hear, can you give a 1 minute or a sentence or two about a client you've helped?
Yes. Absolutely. So the gal I want to speak about was so smart and she was so on her genius with the business she wanted to start. She was in wellness and nutrition physical training as a trainer. And she lacked so much confidence. She actually put herself aside for many years, her gifts and her talents, to support a man. And at the time, she started to feel this welling up of, like, I really need to take my life, you know, back to center and start doing these things for me. And I was working with her, and her life started to truly unfold. There was a lot of self-doubt, but when she connected with her gifts and her talents and used them, she was so happy and so joyful. So there's this journey of letting go of what wasn't working and stepping into what was working. And boy, it's been a couple years since we worked together or since we had started working together. And she's so happy now as a result of being honest with herself and letting go of the pieces that just weren't aligned with what she truly desired to experience in her life. And now she's has her coaching practice. She's transformed already just so early in her career, several people's lives in a big way. And I couldn't be more excited for everything that's to come. And she's got new opportunities as a result of her being so clear and standing in that truth of who she is.
I love that. And you said those words again, getting really honest with yourself. So I just wanted to highlight that because it sounds like that
yes.
is such the key to really creating that beautiful life that we're here to create
right.
that is in alignment. And it takes that radical honesty, I believe, that radical honesty with what it
yeah.
is we really, really, truly want. Oh, Chris, thank you so much. That is, that is our show today. And, we'll continue this conversation maybe on a beach walk coming up.
That
so.
Would be wonderful. I would love that, Rebecca. That would be beautiful.
Yeah, so thank you again for being our fabulous leading lady today. It's Christine Howard. And I want to say a special thanks to all of our listeners, both here in the U.S. and all around the world. We will be back for another Women Lead Radio show Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. It's been my joy to be your host today. Thank you so much for listening to Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. I'll leave you with these parting words from the late, great poet, Mary Oliver. You too have come into this world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. I'm Rebecca Masood. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business, executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.